We have a story here this morning that says U.S. Preventive Services Task Force is suggesting older women should not take calcium vitamin D. Now, what's the age group when you're referring to older women?
They're talking about postmenopausal women, so women who no longer have their periods. Their cycle stops. So that's the group that they're referring to. And what's interesting and what I like about this is that it's always good to challenge old assumptions based on whatever new evidence comes around, especially if it's good quality evidence. And in this case, what they have found is that for what we call primary prevention, that is to prevent the first fracture, right, in women, they're saying, women or men, they're saying that there really isn't much evidence that taking low-dose calcium, which is 1,000 milligrams of calcium and 400 units of vitamin D, really makes a difference in preventing a fracture. And so these are draft recommendations. What they're doing is they're now inviting the scientific community and others to comment on this to say, okay, this is what we found on the basis of this evidence. We found also that there's very little to suggest that it prevents various cancers. We've also found that it actually does, in some cases, prevent falls in women older than 65 years old, so which can prevent fractures that way. So what they're asking for now is feedback. They're asking for present other information, you know, in addition to what we already have looked at with regards to the studies, in order to determine whether these recommendations go through or not. So this is not set in stone. This is mainly a group that usually looks at all the evidence, says this is what we found, and now on the basis of that, either refute it or support it, but we have to go by what the evidence tells us as opposed to just thinking that what we're doing is providing a benefit.
But they are still suggesting that women should still be drinking as much milk as possible, you know, get the calcium naturally?
Yeah, they're saying that absolutely from food itself, because food is more than just nutrients. Food
right.
has a whole bunch of other things in it, obviously. So they're saying, sure, get that from the sources, from real sources, as opposed to taking tablets or supplements. You're probably going to find a lot of the supplement manufacturers and companies not too happy with this, but you know, that's just what science is. It changes all the time, and I find this actually very refreshing to see because, again, if we just keep assuming things work and without analyzing it, we could be potentially doing harm and potentially not doing any good at all. So good to see that they're keeping up on this. And you know what? This may change 5 years from now if there's more evidence, but we have to go with what we know today.
Okay, Dr. Darkman, thanks so much for this.
You're very welcome, Shelley.
Talk to you again tomorrow.